Hastings College women's basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Jeff Dittman pregame show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
And good evening. Welcome to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS. The Hastings College men and women in action tonight against the Doane College Tigers with the women's game up first. We'll spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Jeff Dittman. And coach, a nice weekend for you last week, winning over Concordia and Briar Cliff. And now it's back into the frying pan, so to speak, with a tough ball game tonight against the Doane College Tigers.
It is. And Doane's playing particularly well right now. They've won five of their last six ball games. Obviously, Northwestern is number four in the country again, and their record is about 21-3, I believe. One game behind us in the conference standings. So, you know, again, we've talked about this is the position we needed to be in. We've got a one-game lead. We've got these two home games. We've got to make sure we hang on to our home court advantage throughout all of it. And if we do that, then we get to, when the weekend's over, we can be the conference champions.
Winners over Briar Cliff and Concordia last week, and now we face a team tonight that is sub 500 in Doane at 11-14, 6-7 in the conference. Any worries about a possible letdown tonight?
Well, I am, because I mean, if you remember the game a couple weeks ago, they came out, they shot the eyes out of it, they got it into a track meet, so to speak, and the next thing we knew, we were down 29-20. There's a couple of things that we can do to try and slow them down. They had a great inside game last week by spreading us out, keeping everybody above the free throw line but the post, and throwing lobs over, and we think we're ready to handle that this time. But the biggest thing is, again, we've got to score on offense. That stops the transition game, and then at that point it becomes a half-court game. And in a half-court game, I think the advantage goes to us.
Did not have a great day shooting the basketball against the Briar Cliff on Saturday, at least in the first half, 17%. 17 turnovers, just a nightmare for us on offense.
Well, but you know, the turnovers didn't affect me as much, again, because there were very few layups that we gave up out of those turnovers. You're going to turn the ball over to Briar Cliff. This is the best pressing team in the country, and they're better than Morningside. They're better than Davenport. And, you know, we've played all of these teams now. We know what the presses look like. They are very athletic. And so, like I said, we knew we were probably going to turn the ball over 25 to 30 times that ball game. The key was no easy buckets out of it. And the other key of it was we played great defense, even while we were shooting so poorly in the first half, and kept ourselves within striking distance. And then when the second half came along and we shot 53%, got the ball into the high post where we wanted to attack, then we were able to not only get a lead, but we built it up to a 9-point lead at one point.
Would you be confident if we see another team similar to Briar Cliff during the postseason, a team that pressures a lot, especially in the backcourt? You feel that we can handle the press a little bit better?
Well, you know, yes and no. We're going to make mistakes in the press. We probably don't have the greatest ball handlers like some of the other schools have, but I like the way I like how we keep our composure most of the time. I like the fact that if we're going to make a mistake, we make a smart mistake with it, and that's what cost us the Morningside game. All of those turnovers we had in the Morningside game ended up in fast break layups, in two-on-one layups where we ended up having to foul and then put them at the free throw line. So, you know, in answer to the question, we're probably going to turn the ball over at times, but the key is how smart we are with our turnovers, and that we make sure that the mistakes are minimal versus open court mistakes.
So after trailing at halftime 31-23 to Briar Cliff, you come back out and shoot 59% in the second half. It was a simple case of getting the ball to the high post and letting Lindsay take over.
Well, and we did. And then on top of it, once we got the ball there, then our wings slid down and they got nice wide open shots. Alicia was able to get an offensive rebounding position down low. So everything that we wanted to do offensively was really predicated on getting the ball into the middle of that defense and making the defense shift. And that's what we couldn't get done the first half. We couldn't get it there. We couldn't make the defense shift. And consequently, we took a lot of tough shots that first half.
Defensively, we hold probably the highest scoring team. Not probably, it was the highest scoring team in the nation. Briar Cliff, 25 points below their season average. Just talk about our defensive effort last Saturday.
Well, and again, you go back to that first half. If they come out and score their usual 45 points at halftime, now the ball game is pretty much over. They're not going to let us they're not going to let us come back in that one. So great defensive effort. I think you look at the job that Ken Fehman did all game long and in a very quiet role, because Rachel had some great steals and some real momentum turning steals and got the crowd into the game and got our players into the ball game. But you know, Kim just kept plugging away. The nation's leading scorer in Liz Greider had 4 points at halftime. She had one stretch in the second half where I think she hit about five consecutive shots, but other than that, her and Becky did a really good job on her.
Coach, a postseason staring us straight in the face here in a couple of weeks. Is this team now starting to pick up the momentum, starting to feel that the postseason is just coming on?
You know, it's always hard to tell. It's kind of interesting. We lost the one ball game, and all the talk was, well, can we get ourselves righted and all of that? And then we had the 17-game winning streak, and we were worried about playing too well during that streak, and maybe we were burning out a little bit. You never really can tell until after it's all over, and you can kind of look backwards and find those key points. But I think what happened in the second half was we may have gotten some of that offensive confidence back that had been lacking. We struggled at Morningside. I think we struggled offensively at Concordia, and we definitely struggled the first half. But you saw us get relaxed. You saw people start hitting shots, and then pretty soon everybody was hitting shots. So I think the thing that we'll be looking for tonight from an offensive standpoint is that jumper falling for us? Do we have the confidence? Are we moving the ball again?
Does this team have another gear?
I don't think so, but you know, our defense has really been steady all year long. We're one of the top three defensive teams in the conference on any given day. We're one, two, or three, and the difference is about 0.6 of a point. So I think our defense has been consistent. I really liked our 18 offensive rebounds that we had the other night. That's something we've been talking about for the last month. Can we attack the boards better than what we have been? And we did a great job there. So you know, I don't know that we have the next gear, but if we can get into that same gear that won the 17 games in a row back again, where we're really clicking offensively and defensively, we're playing with confidence, we're playing 8-9 people deep, then we're ready to make a run at the GPAC conference in the national tournament.
All right, the Doan College Tigers in here tonight to take on Hastings. We'll come back and talk about them as our pregame show continues after this.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Jeff Dittman. Hastings and Doan College here tonight at Lynn Farrell Arena. Coach, we mentioned Doan 11-14 on the season, 6-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, but a team that seems to be catching fire for some reason here at the end of the season. They've won 5 of 6, 3 games in a row. I guess, why the big turnover? What have you seen?
You know, I think that'd be a great question. When we played them the last time, they had a great start to the ball game. I think the halftime score was about 4 points difference was all. Then they had an injury to a player who had played very well for them in the ball game. In reading later on an article by Mrs. Ducey in the Omaha World News, it talked about they had a team meeting. They talked a little bit about leadership. They talked about what it would take to get back on the right track. And from that point on, they really started clicking. They had the 100-point game the next night against Mount Marty. So something has happened to that team from a leadership standpoint, and they're really having some fun and playing some great basketball right now.
Like you said before the break, this is not going to be a pushover game. They had a lead of 29-20 against us the first time around and really had us on the ropes that first time down in Crete.
You know, they were doing about anything that they wanted to us, and we let, again, our defense let our offense affect our defense a little bit. We weren't getting back in transition. We were thinking about the missed shots that we had, and so we've got to make sure we stay very focused tonight. We've got to make sure that we regard this team the same way that we've regarded everybody else. But in fairness to our team, I think our seniors have done a tremendous job all year long of really being focused game by game by game. And we've had very, very few letdowns all season long.
Vanessa Munter is their leading scorer, averaging about 16 points per ball game. She is 6th in the conference in scoring, 6th in the conference in rebounding, 7.3 boards per contest. Only scored 9 against us the first time, but talk about Vanessa as a player.
Well, one of the interesting things they did last time was they started a double post set, where most of the time they've been going with a single post. And I think they were trying to match up with our size, a little concerned about with what Alicia and Lindsay had been doing prior to that. Now, the question is, will they do that tonight, or will they go with the four-guard lineup and put Munter in the post position instead of out on the perimeter where they had her last time. So if you tell me where she's playing, then I can tell you a little bit more of how we're going to defend her. But I think one of the things that we, again, have to do is just make sure that we're in good help position. She's a very athletic, very quick person, got a great first step. Make sure we're in help position to where we need to be, and make sure we're pressuring the ball so that that pass can't come in at the exact moment. You know, we got to throw the timing off on their cuts and on their movement a little bit.
Depending on where they put Munter, is that going to cause any problems for us either way?
Well, I think she's a very effective mid-post scorer. And then, like I said, the last time she was out on the perimeter because they went with the second post, and we seem to have a little more success with her in that ball, in that position. So I'm not going to say we're going to shut her down because she's an awfully good ball player. But, you know, closer to the basket, our height favors us. Farther from the basket, her speed and athleticism favors her.
Well, the girl that caused us problems the last time was Lindsay Shaw, made an All-American out of her. She had 4 3-pointers in the ball game and scored 16 points. Any special thing for her tonight?
Well, you know, the interesting thing with Lindsay is she's only a 30% three-point shooter. So she had a great night. They were really running well. She was pulling up in transition and hitting jumpers. And we didn't expect that, to be honest with you. The numbers didn't say – the numbers said – look for her athleticism to take it to the hole rather than pulling up and hitting the three. So we're going to be a little more wary of the fact that, especially her first couple shots, we've got to make sure we've got a hand in her face and not let her get off to such a hot start again.
How big a ball game is this now with Northwestern staring us in the face this weekend?
Well, you know, this is a huge game, again, because we've got a one-game lead, and we'd like to go into Saturday with that one-game lead over Northwestern. So a worst-case scenario after Saturday's over with, we're still in first, but maybe we're sharing it. If you drop the game tonight and then have to face it on Saturday, we suddenly go from being one game in front to one game behind, and actually two games, because it's the only time we'll play Northwestern and they would have the tiebreaker on us.
And we certainly wouldn't make a trip to Orange City, I don't think, in the postseason tournament, would we?
Well, Orange City is an awfully fun place to play. It's kind of like Hastings. It's kind of like Morningside. Great crowds, great enthusiasm, great environment. But I really would like if Northwestern had to come back to our place for a second time.
Okay, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Jeff Tipman, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. The starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Number one ranked Hastings and Doan tonight on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Jeff Dittman Pregame Show, brought to you by Vaughn's Printers. For envelopes, letterheads, brochures, business cards, newsletters, and forms, see Vaughn's Printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Stay tuned for Bronco Basketball. Next up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings, located in the Ashton Place at 207 South Burlington, has been providing on-site event coverage and rehabilitation to athletes for 17 years. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. A Saturday sports clinic is available to athletes from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. during the fall and winter sports seasons. The people you know and the name you trust since 1992 is Physical Therapy and Sport Rehab of Hastings. Check us out on the web at www.ptsrhastings.com or call for an appointment at 402-462-8824.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Had a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS. Number one ranked Hastings getting set to take on Doan College here tonight in women's college basketball. We'll have that second game coming up at 8 o'clock tonight featuring the 20th ranked Hastings College men's basketball against the Tigers of Doan. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Hastings College coming in, a record of 23 wins and 3 losses on the season. They are 13-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings picking up 2 very important wins in the conference last week, knocking off Concordia 67-65 in Seward, and coming home on Saturday and beating Briarcliff, the 4th-ranked Briarcliff Chargers, by the score of 70-64 As we talked in the pregame show, Hastings got off to a horrible start against the Chargers on Saturday. Hit only 17% of their field goals in the first half. 17 turnovers. They trailed 31-23 at halftime. But Hastings came back and hit 59% in the second half. Lindsey Ducey scoring 26 points, actually 16 points in the second half of that contest. Heather McEwen had 11 in the second half, including the last 7 points in the contest. Rachel Isherwood scores 10 points in the second half, and Hastings held Briarcliff 25 points below their season average, and Hastings able to beat Briarcliff by the score of 70-64. So we talked about it in the pregame, kind of a trap game here tonight with the big ball game against fourth-ranked Briarcliff on Saturday. Now Hastings getting set to take on third-ranked Northwestern coming up on Saturday afternoon here in Hastings. So it could be kind of iffy territory for Hastings. We'll have to be focused in this ball game here tonight to face a team that is probably one of the hottest teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference right now in Doan. The Tigers all of a sudden have caught fire here at the end of the season. They have won 5 out of their last 6 ball games and their last 3 in a row. The last 3 games, they have beaten Concordia 79-76. They have knocked off Sioux Falls 68-62. And they beat Nebraska Wesleyan in Lincoln 63-48. Their other wins during this little stretch here was a 73-45 win over Dana and a 100-78 victory over Mount Marty. Their only loss during this stretch was the game up in Sioux City against Morningside. They lost to the Mustangs by the score of 96-52. So Doan coming in, a record of 11 wins, 14 losses on the season. They are 6-7 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. This will be the second meeting between these two teams. Hastings beat Doan down in Crete back in December. Final score of 77-59. Doan is averaging 65.7 points per ball game on offense. That is seventh in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They are giving up 70.2 on the defensive end. That is 10th in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan will start with Brittany Lors, a 5'3" junior out of Alliance, Nebraska. Lors is averaging 5 points and 3 rebounds per game. Number 21 is Madra Openisi. Openisi is a 6'2" sophomore out of Riga, Latvia. He's a kind of a foreign exchange student that came to Doan at semester time. She did not play in the first ball game against Hastings, but in talking with the coaching staff, it was kind of fortunate that she is playing for the Tigers. She just kind of appeared on the Doan doorstep one day, and Madra Openisi is down to the starting lineup, a 6'2" and sophomore. Cheryl Braithwaite, the other starter, 5'5", a sophomore from Arapahoe, Nebraska, averaging 8.5 points, 2 rebounds per game. Vanessa Bunter is their leading scorer, 5'11", a senior out of Hickman, Nebraska, averaging 16.7 rebounds per game. Christine Ortmeyer, the other starter, 5'8", a sophomore out of West Point, Nebraska, averaging 10.4 rebounds per ball game. Hastings going with Kim Feynman, Heather McEwen, Rachel Isherwood, Lindsey Ducey, and Alicia Stadler in the basketball game here tonight. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left, and the Broncos will control the opening tip. Kim Feynman has the basketball for Hastings. They lob it inside to Ducey, and the ball is lost off of her fingertips. It goes out of bounds, but it was knocked out of her hands by the Tigers. So it'll be Hastings playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Just underway. These two teams fought tooth and nail down in Crete earlier this year. In fact, Doan at one point had a 29-20 advantage over Hastings in the first half. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted by Doan. Down the floor, they go to Brittany Lors. Their driving layup is going to be no good. Rebound open Nisa, and she's going to be fouled into play. Already the 6'2" sophomore picks up the offensive board there, and she was fouled into play. It's going to go on Alicia Stadler. That's going to be her first. Madra Openisa to the free throw line. She's only playing in her fifth game for Doan. And her first free throw is up there. It's no good. She is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line of the season. She's been averaging about 3 points per ball game, but just now breaking into the starting role here for head coach Tracy Fairbanks and Doan. Her second free throw is up there. It's no good. Hastings grabs the rebound. Ducey dribbles out of there for the Broncos. Goes to Heather McEwen. We have played about 30 seconds here in the ball game. No score between Doan and Hastings College here tonight in women's college basketball. Hastings defending their number one ranking here tonight. Second straight week that Hastings has been on top of the NAIA Division II Coaches Bowl. Hastings with the ball under offensive end. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. McEwen goes to Ducey at the top of the key. Takes it to the elbow. Her shot is up there. It's around the rim and falls off no good. Ball is rebounded here by Stadler, but she's out of bounds. Battling for the ball there against Vanessa Munter. Stadler got it under control, but she was out of bounds. So Hastings gives it back to Doan. 19-12 remaining here in the first half. No score between the Tigers and the Broncos here tonight. It's going to be Openisa as she brings it across the midcourt stripe here for Doan. Gives it up now to Brittany Lohr. She'll work out on top now against Rachel Lishowood. On the feed there, the left side to Christine Ortmeyer. Cross-court pass near side to Braithwaite. Dribbling with the ball. Picked up by Feynman. Her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by McEwen as she takes off. Drives for the hole. Her layup is up and in. Heather McEwen gets the intercepted pass out on top, and she drives it the length of the floor for the field goal. It's now 2-0. Here's another steal, this time by Isherwood. Second consecutive turnover on Doan. Isherwood gets the ball down to Lindsay Ducey. Back to Isherwood, moves it to the right side, hands it away now to Feynman. Feynman dribbling with it, moves it to the left side of the lane. Not a dribble here for Hastings College. Doan in the man-to-man defense. Lohrs will pick up Feynman. Now Kim picks up the dribble, goes to Isherwood at the free throw line, throws it to the near side, it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan, denying the pass there to Ducey, who's on the near sideline. Munzer got her hands on it there for the Tigers. Hastings will play things in. 9 seconds left on the shot clock. The Broncos have a 2-0 lead. Here's Feynman with the ball behind a screen from Ducey. Drives it down the right side of the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot's up there, no good. Rebound Stadler, follow shot, good. Alicia Stadler with a couple of offensive boards so far. In the first 2 minutes of the ball game, gets her first field goal. And Hastings is out on top now by a score of 4-0. Doan has got it back the other way. On the wing on the left side is Ortmeyer. Forces the ball inside to Openisa. Back to Ortmeyer. Cross-court pass to Braithwaite. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Stadler had the rebound, lost it. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Doan basketball. As Stadler loses the ball out of bounds there for Hastings, it'll be Doan playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 17:53 to play. Here in the first half, 4-0 to score. Hastings out on top. Here's a Braithwaite with the ball out here in three-point territory. Picked up by Isherwood. There's Openisa at the free throw line. Spins against Stadler. Puts up a shot. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound Ducey, and she's going to be fouled in the play. Ducey got the rebound there for Hastings. She was fouled in the play by Christine Ortmeyer of Doan. That's going to be her first. Morgan Dubas, a former Hastings St. Cecilia player, is on the roster here for Doan. She had 17 points the other night against Nebraska Wesleyan, but we understand she will not play tonight as a Dubas came up with a bout of mono. Going to be out for a couple of weeks. So just as Morgan Dubas was starting to break into the starting lineup for the Tigers and came off of a good ball game against Nebraska Wesleyan, she is out here tonight. There's a three-pointer by Ducey that's up and in. Lindsay Ducey's first field goal of the for the Broncos, and Hastings has opened up a 7-0 lead over Doan here tonight in women's college basketball. Brittany Lohrs gets it away now to Munzer, drives it down the lane. Her scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Falls off of the front iron, and the rebound comes down to McEwen. McEwen to the near side, down to Feynman. Hastings with a 7-0 lead. Here's Ducey, top of the key. Three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be no good. Stadler grabs the rebound. Gets it away now to Isherwood. Inside to Ducey. Shot is up there. It's good, and she's fouled in the play. Rachel Isherwood gets the assist. Lindsay Ducey gets the field goal for Hastings. Deuce now with 5 points in the ballgame. Personal foul goes on Madra Openisa. That's going to be her first. Second team foul in Doan. And now head coach Tracy Fairbanks for the Tigers wants to call a timeout. Doan wants to talk things over. 16 minutes and 55 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The score, Hastings 9, Doan nothing.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. 1230 KHAS.
Hastings off to a great start tonight. 9-0 is the score. Make it 10-0 as Ducey hits the free throw. Ducey, the best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings now with a 10-0 lead over Doan here tonight in women's college basketball. Brittany Lohrs has got the ball. Doan has went over 3 minutes without scoring here at the beginning of the ballgame. Braithwaite has got it now to Openisa out here in three-point territory. Goes on the wing on the left side to Brittany Lohrs to Openisa at the free throw line. Bounce pass back out to Brittany Lohrs. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Lohrs dribbling with the ball against Feynman down the right side of the lane. Pass down in the corner to Braithwaite. Dribbles inside, and we got a ball chipped away. It's picked up here by Stadler. A turnover on Doan just at the end of the shot clock. Stadler at the other end. Her driving layup is going to be no good. Stadler grabs the rebound. Foul shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play. Sadler and Ducey both down there. Sadler gets the offensive board of the putback. Second field goal of the ball game for Sadler. She is fouled into play here by Vanessa Munter of Doan. That's going to be her first, and the Broncos are out to a 12-0 lead over the Doan College Tigers here tonight. Shot from the free throw line is no good from Sadler, but the rebound comes down to Isherwood. Isherwood keeps it alive for the Broncos. Over to Feynman on the right side. Feynman dribbles once out here. Comes out to Isherwood. Lobs it inside to Sadler. Shot is up and in. The Broncos with a 14-0 lead over Doan. 15 minutes and 59 seconds to play here in the first half. Great defense so far for the Broncos. Driving for the hole is going to be Munter. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Sadler grabs the rebound. It has been one shot and out so far for the Doan College Tigers here in this ballgame. Ducey comes over to Feynman in three-point territory. Gets it to Heather McEwen out here at the top of the key. Now that Ducey holds the ball high above her head. Ducey puts it on the floor, drives it down the lane, forces up a shot. It's up there. It's good, but it won't count. Traveling violation on Ducey. First turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Sadler comes out of the contest now. Here comes Becky Tesh into the ballgame. 14-0 is the score. Hastings out on top of the Tigers. 15:34 to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Doan has went, wow, 4.5 minutes without scoring here at the beginning of the ballgame. Cheryl Braithwaite has got the ball for the Tigers. Gets it into the hands now of Ortmeyer. Rockets a pass down low. Munter grabs it. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's hacked in the arm. A foul will go on Hastings. Personal will go on Ducey. That's going to be her first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Now going to the free throw line will be Vanessa Munter of Doan. Munter is a 64% foul shooter on the season. She's the sixth leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And her shot is up there. It is good. She is averaging 16.1 points per ball game. It is now 14-1. So Doan goes 4 minutes and 36 seconds at the start of the ball game without scoring. Second shot is up there. It is good. Munter hits a pair, and it is now a 14-2 ball game. Hastings with a 12-point advantage. Becky Tesh with the ball now for Hastings. Gets it out here in the three-point territory to Kim Feynman, picked up there by Brittany Lores of Doan. Feynman, bounce pass here to Becky Tesh on the near sideline. Becky puts it on the floor, drives it to the hole. The shot is up and in. Tesh gets the field goal for Hastings. She's averaging 8.9 points per ball game, coming in off of the bench. A 5'9" sophomore from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Hastings out to a 16-2 advantage here in the first half. Lores takes it down to the baseline, driving as Munter. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey of Hastings. Down to Becky Tesh into the forward court. Tesh is on the dribble, stops at the top of the three-point circle. Down to Feynman here on the left side. Dribbles one, sends it inside, and it's going to be kicked here by Doan. Brittany Little kicking the ball there for the Tigers. Just checked in there, a 5'10" freshman out of Petersburg, Nebraska. It'll be Hastings inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. 16-2 is the score. Hastings out on top, 14:39 to play here in the first half. We'll put 24 on the shot clock as the Broncos will play things in. That's going to be Becky Tesh to Kim Feynman being checked out here in three-point territory. And now we've got a problem again as the shot clock has been reset to 30. So come over here and get that sorted out. 14:35 to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College is out on top on a score of 16-2. Bronco basketball action for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHIS. We got the men's game coming up next. That one begins at 8 o'clock. The Bronco men ranked in the top 25 for the first time this season. Coming in this week's poll at number 20. So it's been a couple of years since both the Hastings College men and women are ranked in the NAIA Division II top 25, but it happened this week. Play is back in. Hastings with a 16-2 lead. Here's Becky Tesh. Free throw line extended all the way to the left sideline. Now gets away. Sends a pass inside to Ducey. And her shot is up and in. Easy field goal for Ducey. Here's a pass. It's going to be intercepted by Feynman. That's the fourth turnover on Doan. Doan tries to get the ball all the way to the midcourt stripe there. And Feynman picks off the pass. Hastings leading by the score of 18-2 here in the ballgame. There's another feed inside. They get it to Ducey. Ducey trapped in the lane. And now she's whistled with a traveling violation. She was driving toward the hole, cut off nicely there by Vanessa Munter. And then Ducey was trying to put a move on Munter to take the ball to the hoop. A traveling violation is called on Ducey. Second turnover on Hastings in the ballgame. The Broncos with a 16-point lead earlier this one. 18-2 is the score. Here's Brittany Lores out here in three-point territory. Comes over to a Brittany Little. Cross-court pass goes to the wing. It was nearly intercepted. It was lost there by Heather McEwen.
Brittany Lors picks it back up for the Tigers, drives it down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Outlet pass to the near sideline. Becky Tesh has got it. 3-on-3. Goes to Feynman here on the near sideline. Out to Ducey, top of the key. Lindsay holds it high above her head. There's a pass over to the right sideline to McEwen. Angles toward the basket. Her shot is up there. No good. Collision. Foul called. A personal foul will go on the Tigers as McEwen takes the ball over the hole there. Cheryl Braithwaite picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. So McEwen is at the free throw line now for Hastings. 87% foul shooter in the season. She's 29 out of 33 from the foul line, averaging 10 points, 3 rebounds per game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She will have one more. Here comes Sophia McDermott into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Rachel Lushewit. Hastings College out to an 18-2 lead here. Into the ball game now for Doan is going to be Lindsay Shaw. Shaw is a 5'9" senior out of Silver Lake. She killed the Broncos the first time around, scored 16 points in the ball game, had 5 3-pointers. Next free throw is up there. It's good by McEwen. She has now got 3 points in the ball game, and the Broncos lead by a score of 19-2. 13 minutes and 24 seconds to play here in the first half, so Hastings is getting off to a great start here in this one. Doan has got the ball. Here's Brittany Lors at the point now for Doan. Moves it over here on the right side to Brittany Little. Gets away from McDermott. Moves it down on the baseline. Runs into Becky Tesh. Comes out to Brittany Lors again. Now to Bunter in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Partially deflected, but a foul is called on Statler. Alicia Statler picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. Coming down to the scorer's table now and checking in is going to be Elise Schlake. Bunter to the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far tonight. A couple of charity tosses earlier. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Doan is a team is hitting only 66% of their free throws so far this year. That is 11th out of the 13 teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings, on the other hand, is number one. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Bunter. So it's still 19-2. Hastings with the lead. And here's Feynman back with the basketball for Hastings. Back into the offensive scoring zone as she works here against Brittany Lors. Feynman stops here at the top of the key. Goes to McDermott. Now to Ducey. Right side of the lane. Lindsay down low. There's Becky Tesh. Her shot is up and in. Nice pass by Ducey. And Becky Tesh gets the field goal. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 21-2 early in the ball game. Ort Meyer sends it inside to Munter. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Ducey. And the ball is lost on the baseline. It's out of bounds. And a foul is going to be called. Elise Schlake was knocked down on the play there by Christine Ortmeyer of Doan. Well, the Broncos rolling here to start this ball game off. 21-2. Hastings has got the lead. Nicole Skolnick comes into the ball game now for Doan. She played in mop-up duty against the Broncos the first time around, a 5'9" junior out of Lincoln. So Nicole Skolnick now into the ball game for the Tigers. 21-2 is the score. Hastings College out on top. Ducey with the ball in three-point territory. Comes to Becky Tesh, fakes the three, drives it down the lane, all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's good. Becky Tesh with 6 points off of the bench for Hastings, and the Broncos lead by a score of 23-2 with 12 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first half. Little has got the ball. Now to Skolnick for Doan. Cross-court pass goes to the far side to Shaw, to Lors, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to bring it over here to Skolnick again and threw it out of bounds. That is 5 turnovers on Doan here in the ballgame. Now into the contest, we've got Ashley Daly. Ashley Daly out of Holdridge is into the ballgame now. 5'7" in sophomore. So some players that saw mop-up duty for Doan in the first time around now seeing some action here with the ball club trailing 23-2. The Hastings in this first half. Feynman has got the ball now for the Broncos at the top of the key. The Ducey, left side of the lane. Now to Becky Tesh, takes off again, drives it to the basket. Her shot is up there, no good. Gets her own rebound, goes back up, and she's mauled on the play and a foul called. Going to go on the Tigers with 11:42 to play. It's going to go on Brittany Lors. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Tigers. Doan has got only 2 points on the board. And we have played over 8 minutes. 8 minutes and 18 seconds to be exact. Shot from the free throw line by Becky Tesh is up and in. So the number one ranked team in the nation, Hastings College, rolling along here tonight. Tesh has already got 7 points in the contest. 75% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there. It's good. So she hits 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. It's now 25-2 in favor of Hastings. The Broncos very successful here getting the ball to the hole in this first half. Brittany Lors has got it out here for Doan. Works against Feynman. Takes it to the free throw line. Stops there. Comes out to Lindsay Shaw. Down the right side. They get it to Ashley Daly. Back at the Lures. Looking for penetration. Stops at the elbow. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Way short. Back an air ball. Brought out of the air there by Becky Tesh of Hastings. Tesh now to Ducey into the forecourt. Ducey comes to Tesh. Becky dribbling with the ball. Takes it to the right side of the lane. Stops there. Comes over to Feynman. Feynman now inside to Ducey. Wheels in the lane. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be partially deflected. And the ball brought out of there by Munter. Vanessa Munter now to Brittany Lures. Here come the Tigers down in the corner. Shaw for three. Her shot is up there way off of the mark. Does not draw iron. Rebound comes down to Elise Schlake. Gets it ahead to Feynman. Feynman drives against Lures. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Nicole Skolnick now for the Doane College Tigers. Skolnick down the left sideline. Ashley Daly out to Brittany Lures. Now to Shaw. Bounce pass goes inside to Munter. Shot is up and in. Vanessa Munter scores. So it's now a 25-4 ball game. 10 minutes and 28 seconds to play. So the Tigers have, 4 points on the board in 9.5 minutes of playing time here tonight. Hastings with a 21-point lead early in the contest. Here's Elise Lake, has the ball tapped away. It's picked up by Nicole Skolnick. She drives, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Shaw on the baseline, and now she's going to be fouled into play by McDermott. Lindsay Shaw fouled into play there by Sophia McDermott of Hastings. First foul on McDermott, team foul number two on the Broncos. Here comes Isherwood back in, Statler back in, McEwen back in, Ducey, Elise Schlake, and also Kim Feynman going to get a breather here. 10:09 to play in the first half, 25-4. Hastings College with the advantage. It's going to be Daly inbounding the ball here for Doane. Daly with it high above her head, still looking to get it in, now does so to Shaw out here in three-point territory, picked up by Isherwood. Over here to Savannah Lohmeyer, who's into the ball game now for Doane. So head coach Tracy Fairbanks has played a ton of people here. Here's down to the baseline, Nicole Skolnick. Gets to the left side to a Lohmeyer now. Lohmeyer hands the ball away. 12 seconds on the shot clock. Ashley Daly has got it. Daly down to Lohmeyer. Dribbles into the lane. Down in the corner. Here's Shaw for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound Skolnick. Following shot is up and in. Nicole Skolnick gets the field goal there. It's now 25-6. Hastings College with the lead with 9.5 to play. Here in the first half, McDermott gets away, drives it down the lane, dishes off at the last second to Statler, and she lays it in. Nice job there by Sophia. McDermott takes it all the way down the lane, then goes left to right across the lane, down there on the baseline. Statler wide open. She puts it down through the hole for the score. 27-6 is the score. Hastings out on top. Here's a pass deflected away, picked up by Hastings, but a long pass down the floor by McEwen is loose. It goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to Hastings. Isherwood was giving chase there against Savannah Lohmeyer of Doane. It goes out of bounds, and they give it to Hastings. 9:08 to play here in the first half. The Broncos 27, the Tigers 6. Hastings will play things in. Becky Tesh comes out to McDermott. The ball tapped away into the backcourt. Now an over and back violation. They say it was lost off of the fingertips of McDermott. It was not touched by Doane, so officially an over and back violation on Hastings. Their third turnover in the ball game. 27-6, the Broncos have the lead, and Doane will play things in. Ashley Daly gets it out here in three-point territory. There's an entry pass that's going to be picked off by Becky Tesh. Six turnovers now on Doane. Tesh comes back quickly with the ball, moves it to the left side of the lane. Bounce pass inside to Statler, turnaround jumper good. Alicia Statler has got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 29-6. Ashley Daly with the ball now for Doane. The Skolnick, top of the key to Lohmeyer. Moves it over here to Daly on the wing on the right side. Back out on top now. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Here's a shot by Skolnick that's going to be no good. It's over the rim, and the ball is off of the fingertips of Heather McEwen on the weak side out of bounds. So Doane will play things in. Ducey back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Becky Tesh. 8:29 remaining here in the first half, 29-6. Hastings College out on top. Vanessa Munter back into the ball game now, replacing Ashley Daly. Doane will play things in, just the right of their goal down here on the baseline. Munter will get it in down to Opanisa, who's back into the ball game for Doane. Comes out to the free throw line, and the pass is going to be picked off by Isherwood, and then the foul is going to be called. Isherwood got the interception, then lost it, and on the scramble, she has whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be the first one on Isherwood. Team foul number 5 on Hastings. 8:24 to play here in the first half. The Broncos out on top by a score of 29-6. Doane with the ball on their offensive end. There's a shot forced up off of the baseline. No good. Rebound Doane. Follow shot by Braithwaite. No good. Follow shot no good. And the rebound is knocked out of bounds. Doan will play things in underneath their own hoop again. 28 left in the shot clock, 8:14 remaining here in the first half, 29-6. Tigers trailing in the ball game. Savannah Lohmeyer will get things in the corner. Here's a long-range jumper put up there, no good by Braithwaite. Rebound by Braithwaite, not a Munzer. Her shot from 5 feet away is going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, brought down by Braithwaite again. So Doan has still got it on the offensive end. There's a Skolnick with the ball to the free throw line to Munzer. Munzer now to Lohmeyer. Her shot is up there for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose right down the lane. It's picked up by McEwen. Long pass down the floor. Going to be deflected away by Lohmeyer. Picked up by Savannah. That's the fourth turnover now on Hastings here in the ball game. Lohmeyer goes over on the left side to Skolnick. Her pass is deflected out of bounds. Got to take it down to the baseline there. Knocked out of bounds by McEwen. 7:41 to play here in the first half. 29-6. Hastings College has got the lead. Lohmeyer will play things into Munzer. Left side of the lane. Her shot over Statler. No good. Rebound comes down to Ducey. Ducey gets it away now. That's a McDermott with the ball. Hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble. Stops at the top of the key. Sends it down the lane. They issue it and she puts it in. Nice pass by McDermott. Rachel Isherwood grabs the ball. Left side of the basket and lays it on the baseline. And now Doan wants to call a timeout. 7 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the first half. The score, Hastings 31, Doan 6.
Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
Other action going on in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Good ball game tonight in Orange City. Northwestern, the team that is ranked number 3 in the country and right behind Hastings in the Great Plains Athletic Conference race. Playing the defending NAIA Division II national champs tonight in Morningside. They got 6 minutes to play in the first half. Northwestern leading Morningside by the score of 34-24. We will see Northwestern coming up on Saturday afternoon right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. So Hastings and Northwestern, the top two teams in the conference right now. Broncos at 13-1. Northwestern is at 12-2. Briarcliff is in there at 11-3. And you've got Morningside at 9-5 and Concordia and Sioux Falls tied for fifth place at 8 wins and 7 losses. Hastings with a lead here, 31-6 over Doan. Tigers have the ball. Munzer off of the right baseliner shot, no good. But an offensive rebound there by Nicole Skolnick. Keeps it alive here for the Tigers. Dribbles in the corner. On the left side, down to Lohmeyer to Skolnick. Cross-court pass to Braithwaite. Shot for three is up there. It's off of the back iron, no good. Another offensive rebound here for Doan. And now a pass deflected away from Munzer and is taken down by Ducey. Into the forecourt now for the Broncos is going to be McDermott. 6:50 to play in the first half. Hastings has held the Tigers to only 6 points here so far. Here's McDermott inside the ring. Goes down to Heather McEwen. Now to McDermott. Now to Ducey. Out on the baseline. Isherwood wheels in the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Rachel Isherwood is fouled in the play there by Cheryl Braithwaite of Doan. Second foul on Braithwaite. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Thaman. Coming out is going to be McDermott. 6:38 to play here in the ball game, 31-6. Hastings College out on top. It's going to be Isherwood at the free throw line for the Broncos. She's got 2 points so far in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. She misses the front end of the 1-1. That was the 17th foul on the Tigers. Doan comes back the other way. Open Nisa has got the ball now for Doan. Comes out here to Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer now to Skolnick. Now to Lohmeyer. Right at the top of the key. Picked up there by Thaman of Hastings. 6:20 remaining. Rainbow pass goes down in the corner to Braithwaite. Tries to put McEwen in the air. Can't do it. Goes back outside the ring now to Skolnick. Skolnick now to Savannah Lohmeyer. Lohmeyer looking for some penetration. Throws up an off-balance shot. No good. Ball being tapped around and the ball is brought out of there by Hastings. McEwen gets the rebound. Now to Ducey with 6 minutes to play. Ducey pulls up. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be too strong. Battle for the rebound. Munzer grabs it here for Doan. Gets it away down to Savannah Lohmeyer. Into the four-quarter pass, gets out of bounds here. Knocked down by Ducey, trying to get it ahead to a Braithwaite. And Doan will play things in. Brittany Lohr is back into the ball game now, replacing Savannah Lohmeyer. 5:52 to play here in the first half. It's been all Broncos tonight. They lead the Doan College Tigers by the score of 31-6. Here's a Braithway with the ball. Entry pass. They get it inside to Opanisa. Opanisa now to a school deck. Her shot's going to be short. In fact, does not draw iron. Rebound brought out of there by McEwen of Hastings. Gets it ahead, down to Feynman, to Heather. Out here in 3-point territory to a wide-open Kim Feynman for three. Shot up there, no good. Rebound, Ducey. Her shot underneath the bucket's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Doan. That's Opanisa with the rebound there for the Tigers. Gets it away now to Brittany Lors. Broncos still leading by 25 points early in the ball game. It is 31-6 Hastings. Doan working with the ball. Brittany Lors at the top of the key. Splits a couple of defenders. Down the lane she goes. Here's a feed to Opanisa. And now a double dribble violation is called. And Opanisa, as Ducey was out there defensively for the Broncos. Turnover number 8 on Doan here in the ball game. Tesh comes back into the contest now for head coach Jeff Dittman. Going out will be Statler. 31-6. Hastings College in the lead. The Broncos looking for their 24th win of the season here tonight in 27 outings. Broncos ranked number 1 in the nation this week. McEwen from the deep right corner. Her shot is no good. Rebounded, though, by Becky Tesh. Tesh sends it down to the baseline to Isherwood. Bombs it back out here to Tesh. Moves to her left. Fires the ball inside down to Ducey. Has problems with the dribble. Sends it down to Feynman on the short right corner. Her shot is up and in. Kim Feynman scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 33-6 over Doan. Tigers with only one field goal so far in the first half. Check that, two field goals and a couple of free throws. Here's Munzer off of the baseline, her shot up and in. Munzer now with 6 points in the ball game. She got 6 of the 8. Nicole Skolnick has got the other 2 points on a field goal. 33-8 now. The Broncos in the lead with 4:13 to play in the first half. Here's Feynman with the ball. Bounce pass to the right sideline, but McEwen has got it. Heather sends it inside to Ducey. Now to Isherwood. Her shot is going to be knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. So Hastings will play things in. Left side of the basket. Feynman gets it to Ducey. Now to Becky Tesh. Free throw line extended right side. Tesh comes out. Top of the circle. That's Isherwood with the ball. Hands it away to Feynman. 3 seconds on the shot clock. Feynman watches up an off-balance shot, three-pointer, and hits it. Kim Feynman throws up an off-balance three from the top of the key, and it goes right down through the hole. It is 36-8. Hastings with a lead with 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Skolnick bounce pass, goes down low. Now they get the ball to Munzer. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouled in the play. Munzer gets the field goal. Foul is going to go on Becky Tesh. That's going to be her first. So now we've got Nicole Anderson into the ball game for Doan. She was one of their leaders last year on this team. Had an injury early in the season, and now Anderson back in there, the senior from Ravenna. Top of the free throw line is up and in by Munzer, so she completes the three-point play. It's now 36-11. Hastings College out on top, and now the Tigers looks like they're going to flash a little zone defense on Hastings here late in the first half. That's going to be McEwen with the ball on the right side. Nice pass down low. Isherwood grabs it, shoots, and scores. A diagonal pass across the lane there from the right wing down the left block on the baseline. And Isherwood gets her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points. Hastings leads by the score of 38-11. Here's a shot taken in the lane. It's going to be no good there by Anderson. Rebound is loose. It was picked up by McEwen. Ball knocked loose, and a foul is going to be called here. McEwen got the rebound, and a foul is called here on the Tigers. It's going to go on the Skolnick. That's going to be your first personal foul. Team foul number 8 on the Tigers. Here comes Ashley Daly back into the ball game now for Doan, replacing Braithwaite. Going to the free throw line for Hastings, Heather McEwen. 3 points in the ball game. Her shot is up there. It is good. She is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line here tonight. She's got 4 points in the ball game. Her season high was 26. She put up against Dakota State way earlier in the season. Big shot is up there. It is good by McEwen. It is now 40-11. Hastings with a lead. And now here's a turnover in backcourt, bringing the ball up against the Bronco pressure as Doan throws the ball out of bounds. Daly trying to take it to Lors on the left sideline and threw it out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on the Tigers here in the ball game. 2:57 to play. Hastings out on top of Doan by the score of 40-11. Kim Feynman out here in 3-point territory. Moves it to McEwen, now to Becky Tesh for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Isherwood. She's tied up in the play by Brittany Lors. Isherwood came down with the ball and some traffic there in the lane. Brittany Lors ties her up, and Doan will get it on the alternating jump. Nicole Anderson will inbound the ball now for Doan as she brings it across the midcourt stripe here for the Tigers. Now to Brittany Lohrs. Here's Skolnick with the ball on the right sideline, being hacked out here by Kim Thaman. Good defense by Kim. Off to Brittany Lohrs, moves it down on the baseline. Contact made, and a foul is going to be called on Tesh. Becky picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So now Doan is in the 1-1 situation for the rest of the half. 2:28 to play in this first half. It's been all Hastings tonight. Broncos scored the first 14 points of the ballgame. Held Doan scoreless for the first 4 minutes of the contest. And the Broncos rolling along here tonight. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Brittany Lohrs. That's her first point of the ballgame. 64% foul shooter in the season. She's now 23 out of 35 from the foul line. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Doan has hit 5 free throws and 4 field goals so far here in this first half. And it's 40-13. Hastings with the lead. Kim Thaman with the ball. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Heather McEwen down to Becky Tesh on the right sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Ducey. Back out to Thaman from 15. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound Ducey. Ducey high in the air with the rebound there. Gets it away to Thaman. Down to McEwen. Brings it back down low. The ball is deflected, but Isherwood grabs it on the baseline and then scores with it. Doan got their hands on it as that pass came across the lane again. But Rachel Isherwood picks up the deflected pass and scores for Hastings. Isherwood now has 6 points in the ballgame, and the Broncos lead 42-13. There's a shot taken by Daly. It's going to be no good from three. Rebound comes down to Skolnick. Now to Anderson. Anderson dribbles once, sends it down the lane. It goes to Bunter. Her shot's blocked down by Ducey, and the foul is going to be called. And Ducey is going to be hit with a personal foul. So a foul on Ducey, number 2 on her. It's going to be team foul number 8 on the Broncos here in the first half. Munter to the free throw line, 3 out of 4 so far tonight. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. The shot is up there. It is no good. Munter will have one more. Munter averaging 16 points and 7 rebounds per game. She scored 9 against Hastings College the first time around when the Broncos beat Doan 77-59 in Crete. That was the night we had that big snowstorm that moved through here, and we traveled to Crete in the blizzard. 42-14 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Broncos back with the ball. Here's McEwen. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Thaman. Now to Becky Tesh. Tesh trying to go up and can't do it. Comes out to McEwen again. 3-point territory. Heather with the ball. Now to Kim Thaman. The ball knocked away, and a foul is going to be called here on Munter. Vanessa Munter picks up the foul here for the Tigers. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 9 on Doan. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Kim Thaman. Thaman had 17 points the last time these two teams played. Kim averaging 9 points per ball game. She got 5 so far tonight. Her shot is up there. It's off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Doan. 1:16 to play here in this one. We're in the first half. Here's Anderson in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. Rebound. Anderson, left side of the lane. Anderson dumps it away. A pass deflected there by Becky Tesh. And it's brought down here by Ducey. Lindsay Ducey has got it for Hastings. 3-on-2. Back the other way to Isherwood. Shot is up and in. Ducey gets the assist. Rachel Isherwood gets the field goal. Ducey is averaging 2.5 assists per ball game. She's got already 2 assists here in this one. And the Broncos lead by 30, 44-14. Here's Brittany Lohrs. Passes to Munter. Shot is up and in. And a foul is going to be called. Munter picks up the field goal, and the foul is going to go on Ducey. That's going to be her third. So Munter gets the field goal. She has now got 12 points in the ballgame. Ducey's going to have to check out with 44 seconds to play. Here in the first half, it's 44-16. Broncos have the lead. Hastings now going with a shorter lineup out there with Isherwood and McDermott, also Thaman in the ballgame, along with Becky Tesh and Heather McEwen. 44 seconds to play. The Broncos leading 44-16. Make it 44-17 as Munter gets the free throw to go down. And now Hastings will come back the other direction on the dribble. 38 on the game clock, 25 on the shot clock. The Broncos off to get one away here before the end of the first half. McEwen has got it. Out to McDermott. Now to Becky Tesh from the deep left corner. 3-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of bounds there by McDermott. And he will give the ball to the Tigers. 25 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings scoring the first 14 points of the ballgame, and the Broncos have not been threatened so far. Hastings out on top of the Doan College Tigers. It is 44-17. Brittany Lohrs getting some instructions now from head coach Tracy Fairbanks as she comes up the floor. Lohrs at the top of the key. sends it inside. Munter, her shot over McEwen. It's going to be no good. Rebound loose, picked up by Skolnick. She loses the ball out of bounds with 6.5 seconds to play. Skolnick got the offensive board, was going to dribble it to the corner, and the ball was lost out of her hands. And Hastings will play things in. McDermott has got it now to Isherwood. Isherwood drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of here, picked up by Brittany Lors, and that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College off to a great start here tonight. They score the first 14 points of the ball game, and they lead the Doane College Tigers here at halftime. Number one-ranked Hastings with a lead over Doane. It's the Broncos 44, Doane 17. You're listening to Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 125 years. And Boers Floors on West 1st Street is your Mohawk dealer. Boers Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Call Boers Floors at 46Floor, 463-5667 or stop at 827 West 1st Street in downtown Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College. Has got the lead over the Doane College Tigers in women's basketball here tonight. Their score 44-17. Hastings scored the first 14 points of the ball game, and it was not until the 15:59 mark of the first half that Doane finally got on the scoreboard with a couple of free throws. And Hastings has had an easy time of things so far against the Tigers, doing just about anything they want here tonight, as the Broncos have the lead over the Tigers at the break. The score is 44-17. Doane has had only three people score in the ball game, led by Vanessa Munter. She has got 13 points in the basketball game so far. Munter has hit four field goals, and she is 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Nicole Skolnick has got a field goal for 2 points, and Brittany Lors has got 2 free throws and 2 points. So Doane has hit, what, 5 field goals in the ball game, and they got 7 free throws. Here for their 17 points in the first half, and the Broncos have a commanding lead at halftime. The score, 44-17. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, Alicia Statler is leading the way. She's got 10 points in the ball game. Lindsay Ducey has got 8. Rachel Isherwood has got 8 points. Becky Tesh has got 8. Kim Feynman has got 5, and Heather McEwen has got 5 points. The Broncos have turned the ball over a total of 8 times here in the ball game thus far. Doane, through the first half, has got 13 turnovers against the Hastings College defense. Shooting numbers in the first half, the Tigers hit only 15% from the field. They were 5 out of 32. The Tigers 0 out of 6 on three-pointers in the first 20 minutes, and they were 7 out of 12 from the free-throw line. So the Broncos had that type of day on Saturday against Briar Cliff. They hit 17% in the first half against the Chargers. Doane comes into town, and they hit only 5 field goals and 32 attempts in the first half for 15%. Hastings College, meanwhile, hitting 54% of their shots. They're 18 out of 33 for 54.5%. Broncos have knocked down 2 out of 8 on three-pointers for 25% and 6 out of 10 from the free-throw line for 60%. Hastings out rebounding the Tigers 25-22 here in the first half. The Tigers holding a 14-10 advantage on the offensive glass. The Broncos with 8 turnovers in the ball game, 13 for Doane. Hastings has come up with 2 block shots and 8 steals here in the first half. Doane with 1 block shot and 3 steals. But Hastings College with a lead here over the Tigers at halftime. The score is 44-17. Leading rebounder for Hastings is Lindsay Ducey. She's already got 8 boards here in the first half. So she's well on her way to another double-double here tonight for the Broncos. 8 rebounds, and she's got 8 points to go along with that. The Tigers being led by, looks like Cheryl Braithwaite so far. She's got 4 rebounds. And Nicole Skolnick came off of the bench and hit for 6 rebounds in the first half of play. But Hastings College has got the lead over the Tigers. The score is 44-17 here at halftime. Again, the standings in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for the women as action got underway tonight. Hastings on top at 13-1. You've got Northwestern in second place at 12-2. We will see the Red Raiders on Saturday afternoon here in Hastings. Briarcliff is now third. They are 11-3. Morningside is fourth at 9-5. And then you've got Concordia and Sioux Falls fighting for the number 5 spot. They are 8-7. Top 4 teams in the regular season standings will receive byes for the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Games going on tonight. Sioux Falls is playing at Briarcliff. Doan here against the Hastings College Broncos. Morningside is in Northwestern tonight. Dakota Wesleyan at Mount Marty. And Dana is playing at Concordia. Another women's ball game tonight in Fremont. Nebraska Wesleyan will play Midland Lutheran. One score in thus far at halftime. Northwestern is leading Morningside at the break in women's college play. The score is 42-34. One game from last night in the conference for the men. Nebraska Wesleyan down Midland 73-59. In a non-conference game on the men's side, it was Dort knocking off Grace University. Final score of 84-56. Hastings College hitting 54, nearly 55% of their field goals in the first half. And the Broncos have the advantage over Doan. The score at halftime, Hastings 44, Doan 17. Coming up, Tyson Avronik will join us. He's got a Hastings College spotlight. And then more Bronco basketball straight ahead. You're listening to Hastings College Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings College, Central Nebraska's nationally known choice for higher education, ranked the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com, named a 2010 best college in the Midwest by Princeton Review, named a best buy in college education by Barron's. Through exploration, attention, and participation, your first step to success begins at nationally renowned Hastings College. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings and checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
Good evening and welcome to Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS. Joining me this evening is professor and the chair of the music department, Robin Kuser. Robin, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tyson.
Always enjoy talking to you. And this weekend, we got a pretty big event coming up. You guys are hosting the Nebraska High School Honor Band Choir and Orchestra Festival. Let's talk a little about this.
Happy to talk with you about it. The Honor Band and Honor Choir and Chamber Orchestra, as you said, will be convening at Hastings College this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. This event brings about 250 of the finest high school musicians from across the state of Nebraska to Hastings College.
Okay. And how do these high school students get selected to be into this?
Well, students that are interested as sophomores, juniors, and seniors submit audition tapes. Those tapes are judged by our faculty, and from those auditions, we select the membership of the band, choir, and chamber orchestra. As I mentioned, we have about 250 students selected for this group. or these groups, and we had about 850 auditions this year. So
wow.
It kind of tells you how select this festival is.
Yeah, exactly. And what are some of the criteria that you look for in these auditions?
Well, obviously, we try to put together the best band, choir, and chamber orchestra possible. Musicianship, the quality, the outstanding leadership in their local organizations, in their high school band programs. Those are the kinds of things that we look for, and obviously build it around the quality musicianship that we hear.
Okay, now this festival starts tomorrow, actually. Starts tomorrow on Thursday, and it's going to run through Saturday, and then I believe it ends with a concert. Now, is that correct?
That is correct. Students and their directors arrive tomorrow evening is registration, and then they're in rehearsal all day Friday and Friday evening. On Saturday, they begin the day with rehearsals, and then we have a performance, public performance, at 3 o'clock at Kiewit Gymnasium on Saturday the 6th.
Okay, now how can they get a hold of you for tickets? Is this open to the public?
It is indeed open to the public, and tickets are available at the door. So we invite all of the public, South Central Nebraska, to come and listen to some great music.
And how long has this been going on, Robin?
Well, this is the 48th year for the Honor Band and the 40th year for the Honor Choir and actually the 34th year for the Honor Orchestra. So it's really become quite a tradition here at Hastings College.
Okay, now for the music department in general, I mean, I know the students still have classes and everything. Does it really get kind of hectic around with the Honor Band and choir, and you even got the orchestra? So you've got so many students at Hastings College rehearsing and getting ready for the Saturday's concert. How do we incorporate that with the students?
Well, our students are a very big part of the whole weekend. We have one special performance set aside just for our students to perform for these guest students.
Hmm.
And then, of course, the students assist in a variety of different ways in the organizational process. Certainly, if they're going out to become teachers, we want them to be involved in the organization side and the administration just so they have that practical experience. So the event serves somewhat as a laboratory for those future educators as well as the students that we're bringing in as an educational experience.
Well, so that's really cool. And not only do the high school students get to participate with you, the faculty, but the college students get, so basically the music majors get involved as well.
That is correct.
Okay. Now, once again, this concert is on Saturday, and just for purposes again, what time is this?
The concert is at 3 o'clock at Kiewit Gymnasium, and tickets are available at the door.
Okay, well, Robin Kuser, thank you so much for joining us on Hastings College Spotlight tonight. Hope for a great concert, and this is a great opportunity once again get out and see some great musicians from the high school level, some of the top musicians. Just hope for an excellent concert, and just have a good time with the high school students this week.
Thank you very much, Tyson. We look forward to hosting everyone.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
For more than 80 years, Burt's Drugstores have been serving its customers with its best prescription service, old-fashioned personal service where they call you by your first name. Free delivery 6 days a week in the drive-up window at Burt's Pharmacy, serving you, Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles, good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Broncos with the advantage 44-17 here at halftime over the Tigers of Doan here tonight. Doan hitting only 5 out of 32 shots in the first 20 minutes for 15%. They were 0 out of 6 on three-pointers. Hastings 54.5% from the field, 18 out of 33. Broncos knocked down 2 out of 8 from three-point range. Alicia Statler, 10 points, 5 rebounds for Hastings. Lindsay Ducey has got 8 points and 8 rebounds. Other scores for Hastings in the first half. Rachel Isherwood has got 8 points, 2 rebounds. Becky Tesh, 8 points, 3 rebounds. 5 points and 1 rebound for Kim Feynman. 5 points and 4 rebounds for Heather McEwen. 13 points for Vanessa Munter. She's leading the way for the Tigers. Leading rebounder again for Doan is going to be Nicole Skolnick. She has got 6 off of the bench. So Hastings College looking for their second win of the season over Doan this year. They beat them down in Crete 77-59. And they are rolling here tonight. The number one ranked team in the nation is 44-17. Hastings with the advantage. Doan went about 4.5 minutes without scoring in the first half. By then, Hastings had rattled off 14 straight points to begin the ball game. The Broncos have not been really tested here in the contest. Broncos will have the opening possession. Ducey drives the ball right to the basket. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Nicole Anderson. Anderson has got it for the Tigers. Out of Brittany Lohrs over to Vanessa Munter. Takes it down to the baseline. Stops. Puts up a shot over Statler. No good. Alicia grabs the rebound. Out of the pass comes to the near sideline. That's Rachel Isherwood. 2-on-2. Steps inside. Takes it to the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound Statler for Hastings College. Out to Ducey at the elbow. Her shot is up there and in. Lindsay Ducey now in double figures with 10 points in the ball game, and the Broncos lead by a score of 46-17. Just underway here in the second half, and now the Tigers lose the ball out of bounds. That's going to be turnover number 14 on Doan here in the ball game. The Broncos have 8. 19-15 remaining in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 42-17. Isherwood will inbound the ball to Feynman. Doan is in a man-to-man defense to start off the second half. Here's Ducey for 3. Her shot is up there and in. Nobody out there defensively for Doan, and Ducey hits the long-range jumper. She has now got 13 points in the ball game. The Broncos lead by 32 points. This one could get ugly before it is over here tonight. There's Ortmeyer, a free-throw line jumper put up there, no good. Rebound comes down to McEwen of Hastings. Outlet pass to the near sideline to Isherwood. On the dribble for Hastings, down to Statler. She drives as it knocked out of her hands. It's loose in the lane, and it is picked up here by Doan. Braithwaite has got it for the Tigers. The 9th turnover on Hastings here in the ballgame. Here's Brittany Lohrs. Gets it away now to Ortmeyer. Free throw line extended right side. Lobs it into the lane. The ball mishandled there by Munter. And it's recovered by McEwen of Hastings. Turnover number 15 on the Tigers. McEwen gets it into the hands now of Kim Feynman. Feynman will bring things up against Lohrs. Out here in three-point territory. Going to drive it down to the left side. Stops. Gets the ball to Ducey, fakes the 3, drives it all the way to the basket, puts it up there right-handed. Her shot good, and she's fouled. Ducey will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Bucket counts. She was fouled in the play by Nicole Anderson of Doan. That's going to be Anderson's first, and Ducey will go to the free throw line. 51-17. Hastings has got the lead. Ducey now with 15, 1 out of 2 for the free throw line. 85% foul shooter of the season. Puts it up there. The shot is good. 52-17. Hastings College out on top. The Broncos have scored the first 8 points here in the second half. After they had the 44-17 lead at halftime, Nicole Anderson on the right side of the floor for Doan. Being hacked out there by Heather McEwen. Gets it away now with a pass out between the rings again to Brittany Lohrs. Picked up there by Feynman of Hastings. Brittany dribbles behind the screen from Ortmeyer. Gets away from Ducey. Circles around underneath the basket. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Isherwood of Hastings. Isherwood gets the ball to Feynman. And Feynman brings it into the offensive zone now for Hastings. Lobs it inside to Statler. The ball poked away. It is picked up by Nicole Anderson. 10 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. Ortmeyer has got it for Doan. Spins, takes it into the lane, runs into Ducey, and a foul is going to be called. A foul will go on Alicia Statler. Statler reaching in on the drive, picks up her third personal foul. So now both Ducey and Statler have got 3 personal fouls here in the ballgame. 52-17 is the score. The Broncos have the lead. Wirt Meyer to the free throw line. Her shot is up and in. She has a 76% foul shooter. Her first one at the free throw line tonight. Hits bottom, 52-18. Broncos have the lead. Hastings third best in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in scoring defense. They're allowing only 61.6 points per ball game. Dillon's going to have to do some thumping here in the second half to get to that level. They've got 19 on the board. Almost 3 minutes into the second half. 52-19 is the score. Hastings out on top. Here's Ducey again with her back to the basket. Spins one way, then the other. Puts it up to the shot. No good. Rebound Anderson. The goal has got it here for Doan. Gets it away to Brittany Lors. Here come the Tigers dressed in their black jerseys here tonight with their orange numerals. Here's Anderson in the lane. Tries to put a move on and a traveling violation. 17 turnovers now on Doan. Here comes Savannah Lohmeyer into the ballgame now for the Tigers. And also coming in is going to be Mondra Openisa. 52-19. Hastings College with the lead. We've got the Bronco men and the Doan College Tigers coming up at 8 o'clock here tonight. Game number two. Isherwood down underneath. Her shot is up and in. Nice pass by Feynman. Isherwood gets the field goal. Isherwood now with 10 in the ball game. It's 54-19. Hastings College leading here in the contest. Brittany Lors for three. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Statler with her rebound. And she's out of bounds down there. She grabbed the rebound. So it's going to be a turnover on the Broncos. And Doan will play things in from underneath their own basket. Savannah Lohmeyer will play things in. There's a shot taken by Munter that's going to be no good. Ducey grabs the rebound. Outlet pass to the far sideline. Rachel Isherwood out of Feynman. Out to Heather McEwen for three. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound picked up by Munter. She runs her back the other way to Ortmeyer. Spins against McEwen. Puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down and a foul is called. McEwen's going to be a guilty party here for Hastings. First foul and Heather in the ballgame. Ortmeyer goes to the free throw line here for Doan. Two out of two from the stripe so far tonight. 54-19. Hastings in the lead. Ortmeyer will have a couple of shots here. First one in and out, no good. She'll get one more. She was fouled in the act of shooting there by Isherwood, or rather by McEwen. Ortmeyer, a sophomore out of West Point, Nebraska. Next shot is up there. It is good. And the Bronco lead is now 34 points, 54-20. We've played almost 4 minutes here in the second half. Here's Feynman with the ball. Feynman works against Brittany Lors. Lors falls down. Feynman puts up a shot. It's no good. Stadler had the rebound, and she had it knocked out of her hands out of bounds. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. It'll be Hastings and Northwestern coming up on Saturday afternoon right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, 2 o'clock game time. We'll have it for you on 1230 KHAS beginning at 145. Now the Broncos having problems inbounding the ball. Feynman gets hit with a 5-second violation here. So Doan will come back the other direction. They're trailing by 34 points. In the second half, it is 54-20. Hastings has controlled this baby from the opening tap. Ortmeyer has got it. Open from three. Takes the shot. It's off the mark. No good. Ducey with a rebound. Double teamed here in backcourt. Gets it away now to Kim Feynman. Feynman right-handed dribble here for the Broncos into the offensive zone. Picked up by Brittany Lors of Doan. Feynman dribbles behind a screen from Ducey. Gets away, and now she is tackled left side of the lane. Tackled there by Brittany Lors. Tell you what, Matt Franzen, the head coach for Doan, might want to get Brittany Lors to maybe suit up for the Tiger football team. Nice tackle there by Brittany on Kim Feynman left side of the lane. Picks up the personal foul. Lors is at two now. Hastings will play things in. That's team foul number two on the Tigers in the ballgame. Here's Feynman with the ball right side of the lane. Holds it now high above her head. Lors right in her face defensively. There's McEwen. Now to Ducey off of a screen. Puts up a shot from the free throw line. Good. Ducey now with 18 points in the ballgame. It's 56-20. Broncos have the lead. 15 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in this one. Savannah Lohmeyer has got the ball. Out of Ortmeyer, she sends it down the lane. It's going to be intercepted by Ducey, and then she runs into Lors, and a jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Doan, so the Tigers will get it. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Becky Tesh. Coming out is going to be Statler. 56-20, the Broncos have the lead. Doan will play things in. Lohmeyer comes Out here on the elbow, right side to Ortmeyer. She drives toward the basket. Her shot is up and in. Ortmeyer gets the field goal there. Becky Tesh defending for Hastings. 56-22. Broncos have the lead. We're down to 15 minutes to play here in this one. Kim Feynman now to McEwen. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Tesh. Top of the key. Bounce pass inside to Ducey. Back out to Tesh. Now to McEwen. Back into Lindsay Ducey. Starts one way. Then the other. Ducey has to get rid of it. Becky Tesh at the free throw line. Shot is up there. It falls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Munter. Munter down to Brittany Lores. Back to Vanessa Munter. Munter drives the ball into the lane there. Contact made. Ball is lost out of bounds. Last touch by Ducey. End of the ball game now for Doan. Nicole Skolnick. Also coming in will be Lindsay Shaw. Shaw had 16 points the last time these two teams played when we played in the Crete. She has not scored so far tonight. Ortmeyer has got the ball now against Becky Tesh. Here's a pass that's going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Feynman. She races for the hole. Her shot is up and in. Kim Feynman gets the field goal for Hastings. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. And it's now a 58-22 ball game. Hastings out on top. Here's another pass. It's going to be intercepted. Ortmeyer trying to take it on the low block. It was intercepted by Ducey. Turnover number 19 on Doan. And now the Broncos throw the ball away. Trying to get it down the floor to Isherwood. It was thrown too far out of bounds. Broncos have turned it over 13 times. So now Lindsay Shaw is on the floor here for Doan. She is a product out of Silver Lake, matched up with Kim Feynman. Of course, played her high school ball at Lawrence Nelson. Those two girls played a lot against each other in the high school ranks and now on the floor for their respective colleges here tonight. There's another turnover on Doan as they rocket that pass into the Tiger bench. Boy, nothing has gone right here for the Tigers in this one. They are trailing 58-22. Becky Tesh with the ball down the left sideline for Hastings College. Comes out to Kim Feynman. Kim dribbles once and now gets away. She drives it around the screen from Ducey. Takes it all into the basket and scores. Feynman now with 9 points in the ball game at 60-22. Broncos blowing the Tigers out of their cages here tonight. 13-19 remaining. There's a long-range jumper by Openisi. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Tesh of Hastings. Gets it away to McEwen. McEwen down to Feynman. Into the forecourt with a right-handed dribble. Feynman pulls up with the elbow. Right side of the lane. Has still got it. Bounce pass now to Tesh. Top of the key. Becky holds it against the Skolnick. Now puts it on the floor. Comes to Feynman. Inside down to Ducey. Spins one way. Then the other. Pass back out on top to McEwen. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Isherwood for Hastings. Isherwood gets away from Lohmeyer. Dribbles to the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked down, but it's picked up by Tesh. Tesh now to Feynman, into the paint, now to Ducey. Baseline jumper put up there, no good. Tesh tips the rebound right into the hands of Isherwood, and her shot is up and in. Rachel Isherwood now with 12 points in the ball game. The Broncos all over the offensive glass right there. Now a personal foul called back the other way. It's going to go on Tesh. Third foul on Becky Tesh. Here comes Nicole Anderson into the ball game now for Doan. Ortmeyer will check out. 12:28 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings out on top of the score at 62-22. It's a 40-point lead. Inside to Openisi. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Ducey. Into the hands of Kim Feynman. Long pass down the floor. They get it to Isherwood. Spins right side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good. She's hacked on the arm. And Isherwood will go to the free throw line here for Hastings College. Savannah Lohmeyer picking up the personal foul for Doan. That's going to be her first. So Isherwood now to the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the basketball game. Her season high, 16, that she put up against Nebraska Wesleyan and Concordia this year. She hits a free throw here. Her bat actually misses a free throw here. She's now 0 out of 2 from the stripe. Isherwood will have one more. Next one is up there. That one is off of the right side. No good. Rebound loose on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and they will give the ball to the Tigers. 12-17 remaining here in this one. Hastings 62, Doan 22. Lohmeyer's got the ball now for Doan on the dribble to Nicole Anderson. Anderson comes out on top as Lindsay Shaw with it now. The Skolnick down in the corner on the right side to Lohmeyer. Entry pass, they get it to Anderson across the lane to Openisi. Has a dribble out of there. There's a pass out on top again to Lohmeyer. 8 seconds in the shot clock. And now here's a pass that's deflected out of bounds by Tesh. Vanessa Munter coming back in the ball game now for the Tigers. Here comes Brittany Lores back in. Openisi coming out. Also Lohmeyer coming out. 7 seconds left in the shot clock. 11:55 to play in the ball game. Hastings by 40. 62-22. Brittany Lohrs drives it down the right side of the lane all the way to the basket. Her scoop shot is up and in. First field goal of the ball game by Lohrs. 62-24. Hastings with the advantage here. Feynman has got it out here in three-point territory, picked up by Shaw. Here's a Ducey with the ball now. Ducey holds it in three-point territory. Ducey moves it to the left side and gets it in the hands of Becky Tesh. Tesh being guarded out there on the wing, comes back out to Isherwood at the top of the key, dribbles behind her back, out to Ducey now. Three-point territory, drives it down the lane, contact made, offensive foul. Offensive charge is going to be hit by Ducey, and she picks up her fourth personal foul. So Ducey driving the ball in the hole there for Hastings. Gets the offensive charge. 11-17 to play in the ball game. It is 62-24. The Broncos out on top, and Ducey will stay in the ball game for the time being. Brittany Lohrs has got the ball, comes over here on the wing on the left side to Nicole Skolnick. Skolnick against McEwen. Cross-court pass goes to the far side to Shaw. To Brittany Lohrs on the baseline, drives it underneath the basket. Pass comes back out on top again to Shaw. Her long-range jumper is going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. Does not draw iron. And now we're going to have Hastings coming back the other direction. Schlake comes into the ball game now for Hastings. McDermott is also going to check in. And now head coach Tracy Fairbanks for Dolan wants to call a timeout. We've got a timeout on the floor about midway through the second half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings 62, Doan 24.
These are the words every homeowner dreads.
Oh, the furnace is broken.
And these are the words that make everything better.
I'm calling the American Standard guys.
Your local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer can repair any brand you've got. Or better yet, upgrade you to a supremely reliable American Standard comfort system.
Ah, all better.
Call Beeman's Appliance Sales and Service, your independent American Standard dealer. Call 462-2311.
1230 KHAS.
Update from Orange City. Northwestern continues to lead Morningside in women's college basketball 63-57. Northwestern 63, Morningside 57. Hastings with the advantage here 62-24 over Doan. So the right, top-ranked team in the country rolling along here tonight. Hastings breaks the Doan pressure. Ducey goes to Elise Schlake now. Free throw line extended left side, picked up by Brittany Lohrs to McEwen, lobs it down low. Ducey grabs it, and she's fouled in the play. Vanessa Munzer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be your third. That's going to be team foul number four in the Tigers. We've got 10 minutes and 39 seconds to play here in the basketball game. 62-24. Here's Becky Tesh with the ball now for Hastings College. Comes out now to Heather McEwen at the top of the key. McEwen holds it, goes over in the wing on the left side to Elise Schlenk again. Gets it into Ducey. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Lohrs. Lohrs on the dribble back the other way for Hastings College, rather for Doan. Brittany Lohrs now to Anderson. Her long-range jumper for three is going to be no good. Now McEwen grabs it for Hastings on the baseline. Gets it to Becky Tesh. Down to McDermott. McDermott hustles into the lane, has it slapped away, picked up by Schlake, out to McEwen, wide open, Ducey from the baseline, China's up there, it is no good, battle for the rebound, and the Tigers coming out of there with the basketball. Vanessa Munter has got it for Doan, gets it away to Brittany Lohrs, works against McDermott, takes it inside the free throw circle, the shot is up there, it's no good, Ducey with another rebound. Lindsay going to have a double-double in the contest here tonight. Here's McDermott driving back the other way, nice pass to Becky Tesh, her shot is up and in, and she's hit on the play, and a foul is called. A 2-on-1 break back the other way. Tesh gets the field goal, and a personal foul is going to be whistled on Doan. It's now 64-24. The Broncos have the advantage. Tesh gets the field goal. Becky now is 10 points in the basketball game. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Tesh had 10 points against Briarcliff on Saturday afternoon in the Broncos' big win. She's equaled out here tonight, but she misses the free throw. 9.5 minutes to play. Hastings 64, Doan 24. Tigers have the ball in their offensive zone again. Munzer has got it. Her shot is up there. It's no good, and she's going to be hit on the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Going to go on Statler. That's going to be your fourth. And now both post players with four personal fouls in Ducey and Statler. But the game really not in doubt here. It hasn't been for a long time. Hastings had the lead at halftime, 44-17 over the Tigers. Here's Ortmeier with the ball on the baseline. Comes down now to Brittany Lors. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Lors moves it over in the wing on the right side to Nicole Anderson. Out to Ortmeier again in three-point territory. Picked up by Tesh. Comes over to Lors for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Brittany Lors hits the three ball. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. It's 64-27. Hastings with the lead. Broncos with the ball here in backcourt. Elise Schlake drives it toward the midcourt stripe. Goes away now to McDermott. Rather to Brittany Wong, who's into the ball game now. She drives for the hole. It's going to be no good. She goes up for the shot, and the rebound is knocked out of bounds by the Tigers. Braithwaite back into the ball game. Anderson comes out. So Brittany Wong now into the ball game for Hastings, the 5 foot 3 inch freshman out of Carmichael, California. McDermott will play things in. The Wong out here, and she is hit in 3 point territory and a foul. It's going to go on the Tigers. And it's going to be team foul number 6 on Doan. Non shooting situation is going to be Doan staying here on defense. The Broncos will inbound off of the far sideline. Becky Tesh will inbound the ball as they hit it to McDermott. Behind the screen from Schlake, moves it to the right side of the floor, stops there, lobs it inside, the ball tapped away, out of bounds. Munter denies that entry pass there to Alicia Statler. 8:41 remaining here in the women's contest tonight. Hastings out on top by a score of 64-27. McDermott will play things in. Statler in the corner of the right side. Now to McDermott again. Fires a pass inside. It's going to be mishandled by Tesh. Ball is loose and is picked up by Munter. Munter has got it now to Braithwaite. Her pass is going to be intercepted by Statler. Her pass deflected. Alicia grabs it back, and now a foul is called. It's going to go on Munter of Doan. That's going to be her fourth foul. Team foul number 7 on the Tigers. And now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Alicia Statler. She's got 10 points in the ball game, all 10 in the first half. Statler is 74% foul shooter in the season. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Munter. 8:22 remaining in the contest. Hastings 64, the Tigers 27. Brittany Lors has got it out for Doan. They work it back around to the left baseline to Munter. Sends it inside to Ortmeier. Ortmeier now to Munter. Drives it against Statler. Her shot is up there. Hits the other side of the rim. No good. Rebound. Munter. Follow shot. No good. Rebound Statler. Alicia has got the ball and finally gets rid of it here to Becky Tesh. Tesh left-handed dribble across the timeline. Here's a pass in the lane. Deflected. It goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Quincy King comes into the ball game now for Hastings. We're going to see everybody tonight for the Broncos. King is a 5 foot 3 inch freshman out of Loveland, Colorado. 7:55 remaining in the ball game. 64-27. Broncos have the lead. Here's a Quincy King with it now for Hastings out here in three-point territory. We'll go to Sophia McDermott at the top of the key. Drives it against Brittany Lors. Takes it all into the basket and scores. That's the first field goal of the ball game for McDermott. As a sophomore from Aberdeen, South Dakota gets in the scorebook. Hastings now leading by 39 points, 66-27. Here's Ortmeier. Gets it away now. Here's a shot taken. It's no good by Bellinghausen, and she's going to be fouled into play. Allie Bellinghausen into the ballgame now, a 6 foot freshman from Loveland, Colorado. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Becky Tesh of Hastings. That's going to be her fourth. Allie Bellinghausen to the free throw line. 31% foul shooter from the stripe this year. She's 5 out of 16, making 5 out of 17 as that one comes up short. 7:28 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 66, Doan 27. Broncos surprisingly have an easy time here with the Tigers. Doan is a team that's got fire here at the end of the season. They've won 3 in a row and 5 out of their last 6. But the Broncos way out on top, 66-28 here in this one. Becky Tess comes over to King. 4-3. Her shot is up there. It's good. Quincy King hits the 3-ball there for Hastings. 69-28 now. We approach the 7-minute mark. Brittany Lors to Ortmeier. Down inside. Here's a shot up and in. Cheryl Braithwaite scores for Doan. That's her first field goal. It's now 69-30. Again, a 39-point lead for the Broncos. Under 7 minutes to go. Becky Tesh out here against Braithwaite. Gets loose, drives it down the lane, and down throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to get it to Brittany Wong, and the pass was off of the target. Now we got a timeout from head coach Jeff Dittman. 6 minutes and 49 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 69, Doan 30.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
6 minutes to play in Orange City. Northwestern is leading Morningside 75-64. Northwestern 75, Morningside 64. 6 minutes to play in Orange City. Broncos leading here 69-30 over the Tigers. And Hastings has controlled this baby from the opening tap. They scored the first 14 points of the ballgame. Here's Brittany Lors. Her shot is up there from three. It's going to be no good. And now another foul here in backcourt. And we will walk to the other end of the floor. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Tigers. So Hastings will go to the free throw line here. It's going to be Brittany Wong going to the free throw line here. This will be her first free throw of the season. She's averaging 1 point per ball game, but this will be her first charity toss of the year. She puts it up there, and the shot is going to be short. Barely draws iron, and the rebound comes down to Bellinghausen for Doan. Down the near sideline to Ortmeier. She has a basketball stripped by Brittany Wong. Another turnover on Doan. Wong now to McDermott. Shot is up there and in. Sophia McDermott on the assist from Brittany Wong. So McDermott now with a couple of field goals in the ball game. She's got 4 points. 71-30. Broncos blowing the Tigers out of here tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good. Now we got a foul called on Hastings. And Brittany Wong is hit with a personal foul. .601 remaining here in this one. Satini Ibrahim from Lincoln is at the free throw line, and her shot is up there. It's no good. She'll have one more. Satini. Back to the free throw line here for the Tigers. 71-30. Shot is up there. That one barely draws iron. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Elise Schlake gets it to Quincy King. Here come the Broncos now. The offensive attack with a lot of our second and third teamers on the floor right now. Brittany Wong to Schlake. They move it inside to Melissa Thompson, who's into the ball game now for Hastings. Thompson, the freshman out of Papillion. Here's a shot taken and a traveling violation on McDermott. The Broncos turn it away. Hastings will get ready for third-ranked Northwestern coming up on Saturday afternoon. It'll be a 2 o'clock tip-off time here at the Osborne Sports Complex. That'll be the top two teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with Northwestern leading Morningside here tonight. So Hastings will have a one-game lead over Northwestern as they play on Saturday afternoon for the Great Plains Athletic Conference Championship. There's a long-range jumper put up there by Satini. That's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to McDermott. She races back the other way, and a foul is going to be called here. 5:18 remaining. Hastings leading 71-30. Had the 44-17 lead at halftime. McDermott to the free throw line. The first one tonight is up there and in. McDermott now with 5 points in the basketball game. She actually scored 16 in the ball game earlier this season in the contest against Sioux Falls. That's her season high. Next one is up there. It is good. She's got 6 points in the books here tonight. 73-30. Broncos now by 43. And Tracy Fairbanks wants to call a timeout. Looking for the keys to the bus. 5 minutes and 16 seconds to play here in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 73, Doan 30.
Discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union. What's the difference? Low and no fee savings in checking accounts. Tired of the runaround and extra fees at your bank? Try the fast and friendly service at Hastings Federal Credit Union. And anyone who works or lives in the Hastings area can take advantage of their low or no fee accounts. Stop by today and discover the credit union difference at Hastings Federal Credit Union.
707 North Marion Road, Hastings, an equal housing lender and savings federally insured to $250,000 by the NCUA.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also available on the World Wide Web at www.hastingslink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Named the number one best value college in Nebraska by Forbes.com. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. We'll have the men's game coming up next between Hastings and Doan here tonight. A couple of old rivals going at it here from the old NIAC days. But the Hastings College women's basketball team steamrolling the Doan College Tigers here tonight. They're taming the Tigers with no problem. 73-30 is the score. Hastings out on top. 5 minutes and 16 seconds to play. Nicole Anderson in the lane. Her shot is up and in. First field goal of the ball game for Anderson. She was a starter last year for Doan. Had an injury at the beginning of the season and just now getting back for the Tigers. It's her first field goal of this ball game as the Broncos turn the ball away. Melissa Thompson cannot handle the pass, and Hastings turns it over for the 16th time here in the ballgame. Broncos led at halftime 44-17. They held Doan without a field goal, in fact, without anything in the first 4.5 minutes of the contest, and this has been a rout from the very beginning. Here's McDermott with a steal, drives it for the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball being tapped around again. The scramble is on. A jump ball is called, and the arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will play things in. Ashley Daly comes back into the ballgame now for Doan. Daly, a sophomore out of Holdridge. 4:43 to play. McDermott will inbound the ball here for Hastings. McDermott holds it. We'll get it in to Elise Schlenk out here in three-point territory. Dribbles once. Sends it inside to Melissa Thompson. Thompson down to Quincy King on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Thompson with a rebound. After McDermott for three. Shot is up and in. McDermott now with 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings leading by the score of 76-32. 4.5 to play here in this one. Brittany Little has got the ball. Ashley Daly on the right sideline, picked up there by the Broncos. Brittany Wong out there defensively as Hastings stays with a man-to-man. There's Anderson, lobs it down low. It is knocked loose away from Bellinghausen out of bounds. Stacey Havelkost into the ballgame now for the Broncos, a 5'3" freshman out of Bennington, Nebraska. So now we got bunch of young people on a basketball floor for Hastings with the Broncos leading 76-32. Here's Nicole Anderson, steps inside, puts up a shot, left-handed, it's up and in. Nicole Anderson now with 4 points in the ball game for Doan, 76-34. Under 4 minutes to play here in this one. Stacey Havelkost has got the ball for the Broncos. Bounce pass on the wing on the left side to Brittany Wong. Out to King. King now to Stacey Havelkost here on the right side. Havelkost looking right at the top of the three-point arc, top of the key to Brittany Wong. Wong now to Quincy King. Holds it in three-point territory, 7 seconds left in the shot clock. Alyssa Thompson, her pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Anderson, drives a one-on-one against Schlenk. Puts a move on in the lane, and a traveling violation is called. Good job there by Schlenk. So a turnover on Doan. That's going to be number 24 on them. 3.5 minutes to play here in this one. Hastings 76. Doan 34. Broncos will bring the ball back now. Stacey Havelkost, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Picked up there by Little of Doan. Over on the wing on the left side, that's going to be Jennifer Gold, who's into the ball game now. Gold is a sophomore out of Denver, Colorado. Broncos playing everybody here tonight. Here's Havelkost, gets it away. Here's Quincy King, a three-pointer put up there, no good. The ball tapped out. King grabs it. Quincy has got it here for Hastings College. They get a fresh shot clock. We're down to 3 minutes to play. Jennifer Gold bombs away for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Nicole Skolnick for Doan. Now to Anderson, drives it all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there, it's no good, but she's hacked on the arm. Foul is going to be called here on Stacey Havelkost. 2:51 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings blowing the Tigers out of here, 76-34. Anderson has got 4 points in the basketball game tonight and a couple of field goals. She'll have two free throws here. She was fouled in the act of shooting. Her first one is up there and in. Anderson now with 5 points in the ball game, and the Hastings lead is now 41 points. Hastings going to improve to 24-3 after this one. They will be 14-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan will drop to 11-15 and 6-8. Next free throw is up and in. Anderson now with 6 points in the ball game. If you're just joining us, the Tigers had won 5 out of their last 6 ball games and their last 3 in a row, but Hastings put Doan down early, scored the first 14 points of the ball game, and raced out to a 44-17 halftime lead. Jennifer Gold has got it now to Quincy King in the corner for the Broncos. Out to Havelkos, wide open. A long two is put up there. It is off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Anderson. The goal, Anderson for Doan, gets the ball ahead. Here's Nicole Skolnick. She has it stripped away by Havelkos. Now a foul is called here in backcourt. Havelkos came up with the ball, and a foul is going to be called here on Doan. It's going to go on Nicole Anderson. That's going to be your second. 10 fouls plus on the Tigers here in the second half of play. And Stacey Havelkos, who is 4-for-4 from the free throw line this season, will toe the mark here for the Broncos. Havelkos puts it up there. The shot is short. We jinxed her. The freshman from Bennington, Nebraska, 5'3". We'll have one more free throw here. It is up. It is good. So she hits one out of two. Havelkos now on the scorebook. 77-36. Hastings with the advantage with 2.5 minutes to play here in this one. Men's college basketball coming up next here on 1230 KHIS. Top of the key, here's a long-range jumper put up there by Ashley Daly. That's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Hastings. Havelkos was the last to touch it for the Broncos. So Nicole Anderson will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Anderson looks. Gets it to Skolnick. Her shot no good. Rebound Anderson. Follow shot is up and in. Nicole Anderson now with 8 points in the basketball game here for the Tigers. 77-38. Hastings with the advantage. Here's Jennifer Gold with the ball now for the Broncos. Gets it into the hands of Stacey Havelkos. Working out here in three-point territory. Right wing, Quincy King has got it. Her pass out on top to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbles once. Sends it back to King for three. Shot is up there. Top of the mark, no good. Ball tapped out. King grabs it. Quincy King keeps it alive here for the Broncos. Out to Stacey Havelkos. The King again. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Brittany Wong, dribbles inside, puts up a little 12-footer and hits it. First field goal of the ball game for Brittany Wong. And everybody but Elise Schlake has scored tonight for Hastings. Here's Brittany Little with a ball now for the Doan College Tigers. Inside to Anderson, put a move on, and her shot is up there. Still good, but she's fouled in the play. Here comes Bellinghausen back into the ball game now for the Tigers, replacing Anderson. 1:12 remaining here in the ball game. It's 79-38. Hastings out on top. Little has got the ball now for Doan. Gets it to Openisi as he drives inside. Leaves it down in the baseline. A shot by Little is going to be no good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot by Skolnick, no good. Rebound Skolnick. Foul shot is good. Nicole Skolnick scores. She's now got 4 points in the ball game. 79-40. Hastings with under a minute to play. Now with the basketball. Back the other way. Jennifer Gold has got it for the Broncos. Goes over to Quincy King. King down to King to Havelkos. Havelkos down to Jennifer Gold, right side of the lane. Gold gives it up. Now to Brittany Wong. Dribbles into the paint. Goes over to Havelkos. Entry pass deflected away from Thompson. Ball is loose. Comes out to the top of the key. Secured there by the Broncos as Quincy King gets it under control. Now to Jennifer Gold. 24 seconds left in the ball game. Here's a pass inside to Melissa Thompson. And now we got a traveling violation on Havelkos as she had some happy feet out there on the left side of the lane after getting the pass. So a turnover on the Broncos, and it's going to be Doan bringing the ball back. Under 20 seconds to play in this one, the Broncos with a 39-point lead, 79-40. Brittany Little comes over to the left side now. That's Skolnick down to the free throw line to Openisi. Your shot is no good. Rebound Skolnick. Shot no good. Rebound is taken down here on the baseline. That's going to be King with the ball. Quincy King down the near sideline. 1 second, and this one is over. Hastings College wins it here, going away here tonight. The Broncos going to improve to 24 wins and 3 losses on the season. They're now 14-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They pick up their second win of the season over Doan. The Tigers drop to 11 wins and 15 losses on the season. They are now 6-8. in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That is the first loss in three games for the Tigers. So Doan comes to Hastings, and they were blown out here tonight by Hastings College. The final score, the Broncos 79, Doan 40. You're listening to Hastings College basketball on 1230 KHAS.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Where there's a WIT, there's a way. WIT Plumbing does the best plumbing work from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, and septic tank installation. Call Randy at 463-4664. WIT Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Harvard State Bank, competitive, progressive, and secure. While Harvard State Bank is locally owned, they still offer the latest technology like free online banking. Go to harvardstatebank.com. Since 1903, Harvard State Bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College women's basketball team picks up a win here tonight over Doan. The Broncos put the Tigers away early. Hastings scored the first 14 points in the ball game, and it wasn't until 4.5 minutes elapsed in the first half of play that the Tigers finally got a couple of free throws to make it 14-2. But the Broncos then scored the next 11 points of the ball game. They led 25-2. Hastings went out to halftime advantage of 44-17, and they were not threatened in the second half as Hastings College wins it here tonight by a score of 79-40. So the Broncos now 24-3 on the season. They are 14-1 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Tigers are now 11-15 on the season. They are 6-8 in the conference. At last check, Northwestern was still leading Morningside with 6 minutes to play in the ball game. Northwestern 75, Morningside 64. So if that score holds, it'll be the two top teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference squaring off on Saturday afternoon as Northwestern will take on Hastings College with probably the conference championship waiting in the wings here to the winner. Hastings will have two more games next week against Dana and playing at Dakota Wesleyan before the Great Plains Athletic Conference postseason tournament gets underway in a couple of weeks. But again, the Hastings College women's basketball team victorious here tonight over Doan. Final score is 79-40. We'll come back and check the numbers as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital's Sports Medicine Outreach Program knows that as an athlete, you work hard to be the best you can be. When an injury happens, we know getting back in the game is the most important thing. That's why we're available weekday mornings and Saturday mornings for our sports injury clinics. Physical therapist and a certified athletic trainer are on hand to help you with your injuries. At Mary Lanning Memorial Hospital, our goal is to get you back into the game safely and as quickly as possible. Free clinics are held in the Medical Services Building on the Mary Lanning campus. Call for more information.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Call Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, for all your residential, farm, and commercial plumbing needs, including water heaters and water softeners. Witt Plumbing also does new construction, remodeling, and repairs, also backhoe, trenching, and leach fields, and is a certified septic tank installer. Call 463-4664. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Get professional expert service from Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osgood Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. In between games, the Hastings College basketball team, the women's team, rolling tonight over Doan, winning by a score of 79-40. May have spoke too soon on that Northwestern Morningside ball game. Morningside has come back, and now with 3 seconds to play, Northwestern is leading Morningside 85-83. Northwestern 85, Morningside 83. 3 seconds to play in Orange City. We'll keep you up to date on that ball game. Concordia has won tonight in women's play over Dana, the final score of 77-47. Shooting numbers in the ball game tonight for Doan. The Tigers hit only 13 out of 61 shots tonight for 21%. The Tigers were 1 out of 15 from three-point range for 6%, and the Tigers were 13 out of 22 from the free throw line for 59%. Hastings ended up shooting just shy of 50% for the ball game. They were 32 out of 65 for 49.2%, 5 out of 16 on three-pointers for 31%, and they were 10 out of 20 from the free throw line tonight at 50%. So if you're looking for a negative, it's going to be free throws here tonight. Hastings, the number one free throw shooting team of the conference, knocking down 78% of their free throws coming in here. They had just 50% of the ball game here tonight. Broncos out rebounding Doan 50-41 tonight. Doan out rebounds Hastings on the offensive end 21-20. Broncos had 21 turnovers compared to 26 for Doan. Hastings came up with 3 block shots and 17 steals. Doan had 2 blocks and 7 steals in the ball game tonight. Hastings was led by Lindsey Ducey this evening. Ducey scoring 18 points and grabbing 12 rebounds in the ball game. Rachel Isherwood had 12 points and 4 rebounds. Alicia Stadler had 10 points and 9 rebounds, and she just misses the double-double. And Becky Tesh off of the bench to score 10 points and grabbing 5 rebounds. Heather McEwen had 5 points and 6 rebounds tonight. Other scores for the Broncos, we see Kim Feynman had 9 points and 1 rebound. 1 point for Stacey Halicost. 9 for Sophia McDermott. 2 for Brittany Wong. 3 for Quincy King. As Hastings got everybody in the ball game here tonight. Again, Lindsey Ducey leading the way. 18 points and 12 rebounds for the Broncos. Only one person in double figures for the Doan College Tigers. That was Vanessa Munter. She comes up with 13 points and 8 rebounds. The other score is for Doan in the ball game tonight. Nicole Anderson came off of the bench for Doan. And Anderson in the ball game scores 8 points. 5 for Christina Ortmeyer in the ball game. Not a whole lot of people counting the scorebook here tonight for the Tigers. Other scores, Brittany Lohrs had 7. Cheryl Braithwaite had 2 points. 4 points for Nicole Skolnick, and 1 point for Allie Bellinghausen. That is it for Doan. They were beaten tonight by Hastings after falling behind 44-17 at halftime. They drop one to the top-ranked team in the country, Hastings College. The final score is 79-40. So the Broncos will now get ready for Northwestern coming up on Saturday afternoon right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Lance Creech. As we get set for the men's encounter tonight between Hastings and Doan, that is straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Find romance this Valentine's Day from Bob Sass Flowers. Fall in love all over again by giving your Valentine a gorgeous bouquet of flowers, premium roses, brightly colored mixed arrangements, Mylar balloons, and chocolates. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
It's a special deal from Hogan Sporting Goods. For every $50 in purchases, you get a $10 coupon for your next purchase. Good through February 20th. Ask Hogan's for details. Hogan Sporting Goods, downtown Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call